One of the country's classic kiddie theme parks is preparing to close its gates for good. Hoffman's Playland, just outside of Albany, New York, is shutting down because it can't find a buyer. Jessica Blaustein Marshall from member station WAMC takes a look inside the amusement park in its final weeks of operation.
As you enter the gates of Hoffman's Playland, a 62-year-old merry-go-round lures you with multicolored horses and the tunes of yesteryear. An old-fashioned pint-sized train engine piloted by an engineer in full garb lumbers by, toting four carloads of families. Kids ring bells and beep horns from little boats and cars. It's a Saturday, and the park is packed with children, little and big.
I feel like I just am, like, washed over of nostalgia.
Justin Finari lives in Los Angeles, but he grew up in Albany. He traveled across the country to come back one more time before the park closes its gates for good in September.
I'm glad I'm an adult now, but, like, I want to go on this train. Getting curly fries and cotton candy is awesome, and it just makes me really happy.
Whoa! Hoffman's Playland has been a summer must for three generations of residents of New York's Capital Region.
Take your tickets, thank you.
Tracy and Matt Miller are taking their four-year-old daughter Madeline to the park for the first time.
Hey, bud, you want to go? Give the man your ticket, and you can pick out where you want to sit.
Madeline excitedly hops on a ride shaped like a giant caterpillar that goes up and down and around in a circle.
Fun and bumpy.
The Millers both frequented the park as children. They're glad Madeline has a chance to experience it.
There's all these things that adults take for granted, like being able to move around in a car that's yours temporarily, being able to go around in a circle, being able to go fast and jerk around and go up high in the sky.
Even the park's owner, David Hoffman, has a childlike sparkle in his eye as he strolls through the park. He pauses at the merry-go-round.
Now, how many times have you ridden this?
Oh, I rode that probably hundreds of times, up until I was about the age of 7 or 8. And then my father said, hey, I think you can do some work.
David's father started the amusement park on his family's old turkey farm in 1952. David took over in 1974.
My father was told many times it would never succeed. It was too far away from Albany. It was in the middle of nowhere.
Hoffman's Playland opened with two rides and some ponies. 62 years later, it has 19 rides and hosts 500 birthday parties a summer. But David is ready to retire, and the 8 acres of land the park sits on has become extremely valuable. The land surrounding it is now home to a brand new mixed-use development. Hoffman's is only one of a handful of kiddie parks left in the country. Statistics show that family-run amusement parks rarely survive a third generation. Family members and corporate park operators have no interest, so the rides will go to auction. But not until the summer's over. David pauses to look at the boat ride.
Look how many children are on it. Look at how they're enjoying sticking their hands in the water and ringing the bells. It's amazing, isn't it?
There's a Facebook effort to keep the park going, but despite 20,000 followers and good ticket sales this season, the park's salvation looks unlikely. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall in Albany, New York.